Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Yeah. It's like when a gay man gets in an Uber. Hey, mate, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, that's when, that's when the shame truly starts.
I was on site today and, pretty tired. Coffee, yeah. Yeah, high vis, you know what it's like, mate.
High vis, big M, bro. Big M is that one letter that's missing in the LGBTQIA+.
Oh,
big
my
M.
God.
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today. Oh my God, okay, everyone, we have a celebrity nightmare fuel this week, which is a thrill. We love it. We love our guests because I can interact, I can ask questions, and they're obviously trained storytellers, so it's a win-win for everyone involved. And today we have the amazing Reuben Kaye.
What a joy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm thrilled. Now, you're feeling great this morning. You're full of energy. You're full of gumption. You're ready to go.
I'm full of something. And for people who don't know, it was Pride yesterday, Pride Street Party, and it was the entirety of Smith Street and Gertrude Street. And let's just say it's not just the gutters that are full today. And I mean that with kindness, love and support for my community who do so much for me. And last night I did so much for them.
Oh, thoughts and prayers. It's all reciprocated in the end, isn't it, Dale? It's all full circle.
Thoughts and prayers and an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
And maybe penicillin in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. We'll see. Time will tell. So, Reuben, you've got a nightmare fuel for us. Before we get into that, you've got shows coming up. We're plugging you because...
Plug away. My grinder name is Plugs Bunny.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's not. It's Vaseline
oh my
Dion.
God. Is it? That's fucking incredible. Whoa.
That should be a side business, like just having naming grinder.
You should do like Airtasker, but like making up grinder names or like even like drag queen names.
Yeah,
you should
Flair Tasker.
Like, yeah, Flair. See, it's quick. So good.
Flair Tasker, drag queen names, grinder handles, absolutely. They're
God,
in my
good.
Wheelhouse and that axle is greased.
Oh, God. Well, let's get the plugs up front because I feel like...
That feels like product placement from you and I'm worried that you're becoming a corporate shill for your own butt plugs.
I am. The Vaseline Dion on the plugs bunny is going to be incredible.
You need to do an Easter shoot with you and Easter ears with your butt plugs being like, plugs bunny.
Do you think I'll get like cancelled by the Christians like you or... Are you trying to make me part of your group?
I feel like you won't get cancelled by the Christians, but you might get sued by Disney. And if that happens, don't tell them that a Jew helped you with the idea because he will not be a fan.
Oh, my God. Full circle. Okay, I love it. Yeah, look, okay, Disney's scarier than any Christian that I know. So, now, let's begin, babe. Because I've been looking forward to this because we had Josh Thomas on recently and I knew it was going to be good. And it was fucked up. So you have the same level of expectation as Josh Thomas.
This is rough. This is dangerous territory. Me and Josh Thomas competing it out in like a pissing contest up the wall. Who can have the most? Okay, so I didn't really know what to pick here. Whether it was the time my grandmother microwaved her budgie after the dog spat it back up, or whether it was the time that I fucked twins one after the other, but then realized, no, I think Ruben, it might have just been the same guy. There was the time I thought I backup danced for Danny Minogue at Red Raw because I crawled up on stage and just backup danced for her as like a drunk punter, and my friends pulled me down and said, Ruben, you've had too much ketamine. That is not Danny Minogue. That's a drag queen called Regime Detol. But I'll tell you this, as no surprise to any queer person who's in the theatre, I paid my way through uni working at
I've also worked at What is your favourite? Okay, what's your order? What's your order?
Oh, the cherry ripe with Baileys.
Oh, with a Baileys, great. Yep, good. Yep. With
I used to sneak booze in and we used to get hammered.
That's fucking incredible. See, mine's much more boring. I just like a passion mango with orange juice instead of tropical journey going. You know, I was earnestly asking you what your favourite was. It wasn't even a bit.
No, I don't even call it No, I just call it the sorbet mines. Because anyone who's been a knows that you are just scooping that sorbet out, and the sorbet is just egg white and sugar. It's like frozen meringue.
Meringue. It is. Right? My forearms are still very defined, I believe, from the time that I worked at three ice cream, well, a smoothie shop and an ice cream shop all at the same time. So I had like the strongest forearms in the world. They're so toned. Look at that.
That's it.
You can't really see, but if you could in the room right now, Ruben, you'd be shocked and you might faint.
Bro, I see your veins popping.
Bro, yeah, it just came from sight, bro.
Oh my God, I have an erection
now. I did a pump before I came here. I was like pumping the bit of pump. okay, so you're a bitch.
And on my first day, I went in for training and I was like, I've got to come in for my trial shift and my training. And I get told Odette's the area manager, who I would later rise to the position of area manager and take Odette's job. Scandal.
Oh my God.
But on the first day, I wrote to me like, I'm looking for Odette. She's meant to be here to help me train. I'm like super twinky young Ruben. And they go, just put your bag in the bag locker. And I'm like, okay, but is Odette like, and just put your bag in the bag locker. And I was like, okay. I open the bag locker. There's a girl in there crying on a come down, and then her looked at, and she just grabs my bag and shuts the door, and I see her name badge and it's Odette. I'm like, this is perfect. I get a sense already. It was loose. Honestly, it was such a loose environment. There were so many pills going around, such a like a party atmosphere. And then I was working my way through and eating only because it's all I could get for free. And I'm like, you know, she's frugal at times. Mm-hmm.
Wait, could you get it for free? I didn't get it for free when I was there. I had to pay.
Oh, sorry. No, I was stealing. And
oh, right. Okay. Right, yeah.
But I was also like, I'll tell you how frugal I was. I was making my own clothes. So I was making like huge raver pants. Wide leg raver pants. But what happens is if you only eat free fruit and smoothies, the piper has to be paid somehow. And one day at the register, I don't know what happened. I think I let go.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Just purely by the virtue of breathing in the wrong way, my system went, we have been retaining so much fruit.
Oh,
and it was banana buzz. It was strawberry blast.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
Everything just
mango
ran
magic,
out
baby.
Of me. Mango. It ran out of me like lava at the register. And I didn't even have time to consider. I just grabbed the huge raver pants and scrunched them around my ankles to keep it in, and had to waddle across a food court like this. As my pants filled up.
It was. Wait. Is it seeping through the pants like a strainer? Is seeping like it's a cheesecloth?
It was a polyester colander. It was.
So wait, Paul, you're in a food court. Sorry, I'm actually going to cry. You're in a food court.
Yeah, it's a full food court. People are like, and oh, yeah, I've got some fried rice. Oh, I've got a burger from Grilled. Oh, there's a twink who's snail trailing his way to the bathroom.
So that, okay, so there was, and so there was a trail, and you could was what the fuck? It was how much shit? How much liquid shit?
Look, I'll tell you this right now. That bathroom had to be detonated. It was not. It was not my proudest moment, but it is the quickest I've had to run to a bathroom, and I've had to run to a lot of bathrooms.
Oh my god! Yeah, I can imagine.
It was a lot. I think that's the worst one. I also once shat myself at Pack Fair. It's not a running theme in my life.
Are you from the Gold Coast?
No.
Oh, no, that's like, our initiation ceremony. You got to shit yourself at Pack Fair when you're from...
No, I'm not from the Gold Coast, but I really love men named Keith who can't cry.
Oh, so, then great.
Yeah. And I was leaning over for some milk in the aisle. I had my headphones on. I had tight shorts. And it just happened. Your body betrays you. Your body just betrays you. Sometimes your asshole says, I don't like you anymore. You're not my friend. She wants a little independence.
Yeah, I understand that. But I'm wondering, there were no warning signs on either of the times you've shat yourself in public.
I don't think I really listened to my body. Right. I don't know. Sure, I don't know if anything below the neck and me are on speaking terms.
Right, okay. It makes sense. Have you shat yourself as an adult, Lynn?
Like when you say shat yourself in to that degree, not like a skid mark, no. No offense.
I just want to, okay, no offense. Now you say, what's wrong with your snapped elastic band of a hole, Ruben?
Well, I'm wondering what's up with your hole. Do you have IBS?
As a person in the queer spectrum with ADHD, can I afford another acronym?
No, of ADHD. Also, ADHD actually can cause bowel issues. So I reckon this is the issue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I've heard. I don't know. I think because we eat weirdly. I think, I don't know, again, no one quote me on that, but apparently it's like because like I forget to eat all day, then I'll have an acai bowl and I'll almost shit myself, but I won't ever actually commit to shitting myself as bravely as you did.
Because you've written an acai bowl, babe. An acai bowl has nothing in it that is solid. The only thing that's solid in an acai bowl is the debt you go into for paying $20 for an acai bowl.
It's actually $35 now.
Stop it. $35? That's what you would pay for a steak. Somewhere
babe,
else.
$35 for an acai bowl delivered at the moment.
What?
Delivered. Delivered. Hi, I want this very cold, semi-frozen thing, but then I want it melted and jostled around on a bike for 15 minutes, and I'll pay $6.99 for it.
Well, Ruben, I'm so glad you told us about the time you shat yourself twice. I feel like I have more questions, but I can't seem to articulate them.
So you didn't get a fart sensation that, you know, held you back a little bit? You know, that's why I haven't shot myself. It's because I worry about my farts sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's a warning sign.
Is Fart Sensation also one of the singles that Bardot never released? It feels like, that feels like it should be next to Poison. Sophie Monk on a swing somewhere.
You actually talk in bits and it's so incredible. It's so good. You're a bit machine. You're a fucking bit machine. It's so good.
Thank you. I was raised in a broken home with too many mirrors.
I love it. With ADHD as well. I love it.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
How about this? My dad, I was talking to my stepmom once about, I think I want to get an ADHD diagnosis. We were playing Mahjong. She was 3 bottles in. She seemed happy. And she said, of course, you've already had a diagnosis, doll. Your dad got your diagnosis as a kid ages ago. And I was like, what? I was like 32 at the time. I was like, what? So I put it in a show right? And she said, oh, yeah. Mm. They offered him medication. They said, oh, no, he doesn't need any of that. He's just creative.
Oh. I mean, thank you.
You're going, I mean, creative, but also, like, maybe I wouldn't have set so many fires as a kid.
Mm,
possibly.
Yeah.
And then I put it in a show, and then my mum spoke to me after the show, and she said, when did you get an ADHD diagnosis? I was like, what? Dad got me diagnosed as a kid. And he was like, oh, well, that's news to me.
What? What?
And I was like, what? What? So my dad, who's like the most loving, kind, like non-confrontational man ever, right? He's sort of like an apologist with mummy issues. His natural state is saying sorry while searching for a nipple. He's but he's like so loving and caring and like tolerant, you know, so open about everything. He kept the whole thing from everyone. It's just his own little thing. He's like, no, we'll find. Let's just let him. He'll figure it out.
Oh, we'll see. At least if he needs it, I'm here with the diagnosis, but he'll sort it out. And you did sort it out. You ended up being the regional manager of is that correct?
Area manager.
Sorry.
And shitting myself twice as an adult.
It all worked out for the best, didn't it? I love that, Ruben. I do want to ask you before you go, I need you to give me a summary of the budgie in the microwave because I don't understand.
Right. So my grandmother is an old Russian woman who was raised as a peasant in like far eastern Russia. So when she came to Australia and she had a tiny apartment on the third floor of this apartment, she thought she was like the Crown Princess Anastasia. She thought she was royalty because she had doors.
Oh, my God.
And her fridge was always filled with like chocolate yogurt and choc wedges. And that was it. She used to make her own cherry brandy, which you could use as brake fluid. And she'd wear see-through caftans and all her plastic jewellery at once.
That makes me so happy. Have the other half live, you know?
Yeah,
loaded.
Right?
Yogos? I mean, Jesus. Brand name? She's
this is why the class war started.
Yes.
But she like, I want to have animals. She had pigs and chickens in the farm. So she wanted animals in her apartment. And she had a dog called Bobbik, which had everything wrong. It was like blind. It was incontinent. It had liver problems, kidney problems. I think it's the only dog that thought its name was Fuck Off Bobbik. And, and she had this bird called Moochie that she would let fly around the cage, fly around the apartment, shitting everywhere. And she ran to us screaming and was like, oh, there's a problem. There's a problem. Bobby eat Moochie. And we went, what happened? She goes, I let Moochie out of cage to fly around and Bobby, he look and do nothing. I turn around to make a cup of tea and Bobby, I turn around again and Moochie not there and Bobby have mouth full of feathers. So I said, Bobby, did you eat Moochie? And he said, no.
We're like, he said, okay, Bobby's going, no.
Okay, Nana. No. Yeah. Okay, time to get you a minder. Yeah. And then just, so I take a newspaper and I put her on Bobby and he spit Moochie out and Moochie, he no look so good. And we're like, okay, fair. Just, so I think to make electoral discussion like in this television program, Air. And we're like, Air? Air was, and then my mum goes, do you mean ER? And she's like, yes, Air.
Oh, I love it.
And so I put Moochie in a microwave. And we all went, you put your bird in the microwave. And she said, and I, this is the best thing anyone's ever said, her response was, only on the medium.
I mean, she was being conservative with it. She was going, I know that it's bad to go full strength.
Yeah, conservative. I'd say she was being compassionate.
Yeah. She was going, oh, my God. Okay, that makes sense now. I thought she might have thought that it was cold and was in shock and needed to be, but it is kind of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. She was kind of. And would she, he died?
the bird was dead, babe. The bird was dead. That budgie had flown the coop. We buried Moochie and Bobby dug Moochie up and brought the bird back to Rosa.
To remind everyone of who was in charge.
Like, look at what you did. Look at what you did.
Frazzled. Oh, my God. Well, Ruben, those are beautiful stories. I love them so much and I adore you. And I cannot wait for the day that I can actually see you live. I'm not filming.
I adore you. And actually, I'm so sorry that this is not in person. This is studio to studio, but it'll happen one day.
One day we'll do a full episode together in person.
Great.
Show notes will have all the dates of Ruben's shows. Ruben on Instagram. You're just Ruben K. Are there any underscores anywhere? It's
the official Ruben K, because there's another Ruben K, and they're a small Filipino girl who's posted twice and they won't give me my name.
Do you keep reporting her?
No. I can't do that. They've done nothing wrong.
When's the last time she uploaded, though?
Can't even tell you. Like, years ago.
Well, maybe. I don't know if she really is appreciating how important her username is.
But I kind of love that I'm being gatekept.
Yeah.
There's something.
Like,
there's
kind of horny.
There's a little edge to it.
Yeah, that is really horny. I love it. It's like, yeah, you're just edging yourself. Yeah, that's amazing. By Ruben K. 77 or whatever the fuck. All right. Well, we love ya. And if you have nightmare fuels, email them in at helloitslotpodcast.com. And hopefully next week I'll be less depressed. But thank God we had Ruben K in, because really I couldn't have carried that myself. Thank God we've got the person who talks in bits.
That's my pleasure. It's my curse. And
you're
I love
amazing.
You very much.
Thank you, Gorge.
A Listener Production.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.